Good morning. Welcome to Senate Finance. Today is Wednesday, March 14th, 2018. The time is 9 a.m. I'm Co-Chairman Anna McKinnon. With me this morning, Co-Chairman Hoffman.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Vice Chairman Bishop.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Senator Von Imhoff.
Good morning.
Senator Majicki.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Senator Stevens.
Good morning.
And Senator Olson.
Good morning.
Good morning to everyone. We're in Juneau, Alaska State Capitol, on the fifth floor in room 532, Senate Finance. On today's agenda, we have House Bill 114, an act relating to boiler and unfired pressure vessel inspection reports and fees. Is there anything to come before the committee before we begin? Seeing and hearing none, I'd like to invite Representative Sam Keto to the microphone and Deborah Kelly from the Division of Occupational Safety and Health. Welcome to Senate Finance. Your name for the record, and then please present your bill.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Members of the committee, for the record, my name is Sam Keto, Representative House District 33, and thank you for hearing House Bill 114. It is a House Labor and Commerce bill, and as the chair of the House Labor and Commerce Committee, I am here to present the bill. This bill really is kind of a cleanup bill. What it does is it institutes a $10 per boiler inspection fee. For those fees that are submitted manually right now, just about all of the fees are submitted electronically, and so there is additional costs required by the department when they're having to manually input fees that are submitted to them. Those fees are submitted on email, but they're not submitted on the electronic form, which it does means it does take extra time for staff to re-enter that information into the database. It'll also, because of the expeditious manner of electronic communication these days, decreases the required reporting time frame from 30 days to 15 days. So even though we do have manual reports submitted, those reports are submitted on email and then re-entered. So thinking about snail mail has not been necessary in the case of boiler inspections, and so this is considered as a cleanup. And Ms. Kelly is the director of the Division of Labor Standards and Safety, is here to go through the sectional analysis and answer any questions.
Are there questions for Representative Keto? Seeing and hearing none, Ms. Kelly, if you could go through a sectional, and we'll see if we have any questions on the structure of the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Deborah Kelly. I'm the Director of Labor Standards and Safety Division for the Department of Labor and Workforce Development. Section 1 of the bill reduces the time allowed for a boiler inspection report to be submitted after the inspection. Currently, it is 30 days. It is proposed to be 15 days. Section 2 adds the new requirement that those reports submitted not using our online direct entry system will be charged a $10 per report fee. Section 3 is simple clarification language, separating it from the actual boiler inspection fee. Section 4 clarifies that the new fee would be deposited to the building safety account. And Section 5 says that the applicability will start on for inspections on or after the effective date of the act. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kelly. Are there questions from committee members? Senator Stevens.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to make sure I understand this, the it's sort of like a welcome to the 21st century bill is what it seems to be, that there's no additional charge if you file online, only if you file in the snail mail process. But everyone will have to comply with a shorter period of time. 15 days, is that true?
Through the chair, Senator Stevens, that's correct. And those reports that are emailed in on PDF documents or whatever format would also be charged the fee. It's just the reports using our online direct entry system that we have that will not be charged a fee, which is most of the reports. And the reduced time frame will apply to everyone.
Senator Stevens?
Thank you. So you don't see this as an onerous requirement on anybody then, the changes you're suggesting?
Through the chair, Senator Stevens, no, we don't. Most reports are submitted a day or two after the actual inspection.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Kelly. Senator Von Imhoff, followed by Senator Olson.
Okay, that was one of my questions. Changing it from 30 to 15 is not necessarily going to be a hardship. This isn't a very onerous report, pages and pages and pages. It's just a couple pages, or what are your thoughts on that?
Ms. Kelly.
Through the chair, Senator Von Imhoff, I would have to look at the length of the report, but I believe it is 1 to 2 pages.
Okay.
And Senator Von Imhoff.
Thank you. And then in terms of the fee, where there's going to be obviously a notice saying if you submit this by paper or a PDF, because some people will think that if it's done electronically in any format, as in an email or PDF, they may think that qualifies or that's good enough. So hopefully that will be very, very clear that even a PDF form is not acceptable or it still qualifies for a $10 fee. And then hopefully there will not be a lot of people submitting it without the $10 fee, and then you have to go chase after them to get them the $10 fee in either a $10 bill or a check or credit card. I mean, just some of the – hopefully you're not going to create a headache for yourself.
Ms. Kelly.
Through the chair, Senator Von Imhoff, we don't expect there to be a lot of problems because most of the reports submitted are by larger insurance companies. And in the case of those submitted not using our online system, that's generally larger companies. So we think the outreach will be relatively simple on this and that they will comply.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Is there anybody opposing this bill?
Ms. Kelly.
Through the chair, Senator Olson, we are not aware of any opposition to this bill at this time.
Last question, Madam Chair.
Senator Olson.
Where are these inspections being done? And if they're in the rural area where you don't have, where you have all kinds of logistical difficulties getting in and out of where they're at and filing the report, how does it handle some of the rural inspections if there are any done out there?
Through the chair, Senator Olson. Boilers are everywhere, and a lot of the boiler inspections in rural communities are done by our inspectors as well. They are rural, but they simply need internet access to be able to submit the report, and even in these rural communities, they're going in, they're going out, and they're able to get to that internet access in a very generous time frame to still meet that 15 days.
No further questions, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Other questions from committee members? Senator Bishop.
Just a comment. Ms. Kelly, this bill is specifically targeting a third party that goes out and does an on-site inspection for a business, correct? Is that how I'm reading that? So each company employing a special inspector?
Ms. Kelly.
First sentence, so it looks like it's targeting a third-party inspectors, because you talked about how your people go out and into rural Alaska and they'll do a vessel inspection. So we're not talking about those guys, right? We're not talking about your staff. We're talking about third-party people here. Is that correct?
Through the chair, Senator Bishop, that's correct. Boilers are either inspected by third-party inspectors or by the department. If the third-party inspectors don't do the inspection, then we will. And, of course, our folks are using our direct entry system, so this would only apply to generally insurance company-employed inspectors.
Follow-up?
Senator Bishop.
Then, as you say, if they are off the grid, they'll soon be back on the grid and could file the report in a timely fashion. Thank you.
Other questions from committee members? This is for a non-paper filing. Is that accurate? Ms. Kelly?
Madam Chair, that is correct.
Thank you.
And actually, if they did choose to file it on paper, it would also apply. The fee would apply to a paper filing as well. We just simply don't really see those anymore.
Senator Bishop.
Follow-up. And are the inspections still an annual inspection?
Through the chair, Senator Bishop. Boilers are inspected on a cycle of between 2 and 5 years, so they are not generally inspected yearly.
Representative Keto, did you have a comment on that? Any other questions? Thank you for presenting the bill. With that, I'd like to open the public hearing on House Bill 114, an act relating to boiler and unfired pressure vessel inspection reports and fees. The public hearing is open. Is there anyone here in Juneau wishing to testify on House Bill 114? Anyone off net or online? Seeing and hearing none, the public hearing is closed. Senator Bishop, would you like to cover the fiscal note while Ms. Kelly's in the room?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Department of Labor and Workforce Development, Labor Standards and Safety, the appropriation, mechanical inspection is the allocation. OMB component number is 346. The change in revenue, the cost is zero, but the change in revenue per year is approximately $32,000.
Thank you. Are there questions on the fiscal note? Seeing and hearing none, we will set this bill aside. Amendments are due by tomorrow at 5 p.m., Thursday at 5 p.m. On tomorrow's agenda, we have the supplemental budget, House Bill 321, and SB 196, the appropriation limit. Any other business to come before the committee? Seeing and hearing none, I'd like to first extend my condolences at the loss of Stephen Hawking yesterday, a great loss for science, and would like to point out today is Einstein's birthday, as well as Pi Day, that's P-I. Today marks the 30th anniversary of Pi Day. I thought it might be fun for finance, seeing how quickly we are getting our business done. To share that physicist Larry Shaw organized the first Pi Day celebration in 1988 at the San Francisco Exploratorium Museum. Pi represents the ratio of a circle circumference to its diameter. Many ancient civilizations have used the approximate calculation of Pi, including Egyptians, Babylonians, with references to dimensions of a circle in the Bible. With that said, I'd like to invite those that are in Senate Finance today and the Senate Finance staff for a celebration of Pi, P-I-E, over by the coffee on this fifth floor. So I stopped by our local market today and picked up a banana cream, some kind of a chocolate, and a lemon pie for my members today, and all I ask is that you save me one piece of banana cream pie. Anyway, interesting fact, and you know, a science's loss. I just wanted to put that on the record and hope that you'll join us for a piece of pie, P-I-E, not P-I, in about 5 minutes by the coffee. Thank you. With that, we're adjourned.